Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Hey folks, welcome to the fastest half hour radio here at the Good Fight Radio Show, where we learn to discern the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, light and darkness, and comprehend God's will for our lives. I want to talk to you about some really heavy things that have been going on in the news lately that have brought the mass massacre against the innocents in our country to light. I want to talk about the murderous double standard of America. America's murderous double standard. There's a huge double standard going on right now where literally millions of people in our country, believe it or not, are able to be legally killed. But you know what? If the wrong person kills them, then it's considered illegal. I mean, you can kill the same person, one person can kill the same person, and it would consider a legal act. But another person kills that person, and it's considered an illegal act. What am I talking about? Well, two of the cases that are in the forefront right now in the news that bear light on this issue, the first would be Kermit Gosnell. Now, Kermit Gosnell was found guilty of 3 counts of first-degree murder recently after delivering babies at his abortion clinic, which had come to be known as the House of Horrors Abortion Clinic. Gosnell had delivered the babies after botched abortions, but then he proceeded to kill them after they were born by severing or cutting their spinal cords with scissors there in the Philadelphia Death Clinic. He also was found guilty of the death of a murder of a 41-year-old woman as well, and 200 lesser charges. Now, what's interesting is the magnitude of the horror at this clinic. One witness stated that one baby was born after a botched abortion and it survived, and they threw it into a toilet where it tried to swim and stay alive for a period of time before it finally died. What's amazing about this is that the 3 major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, practically ignored the trial until just recently when even congressmen were writing in as to why they weren't covering this. In fact, CNN gave more coverage to the Jody Arias trial in one day than they did the whole Kermit Gosnell trial over the span of 8 weeks, folks. This is because the mainstream media is largely complicit in the Holocaust upon babies in our country. Kind of like Joseph Goebbels and the Nazi media there in Nazi Germany when 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust and much of it was hidden. Another reason the mainstream media might have sidestepped this issue so vehemently is that Gosnell's murder trial has to do with babies that just barely escaped death in the womb, which became like a death chamber for them. And this is interesting because then all of a sudden they become guilty of murder if they kill the baby after it's born alive. Now, the connection into why the media may have ignored this is because of a certain senator who 3 times in 2001, 2002, and then again in 2003 voted no against the Infant Protection Act. The Infant Protection Act was an act that was finally signed into law where if a baby was born alive, it was being protected. It was a living baby there. And if you snuff out that baby, you're guilty of murder. Well, that's what the Infant Protection Act states. But guess who? President Barack Obama. In fact, he was one of only 2 senators that had opposed the bill, and he actually spoke openly on the Senate floor there opposing the Infant Protection Act. And this is our president, folks. So Gosnell was found guilty for killing babies and doing something that actually President Barack Obama supported in opposing the Infant Protection Act. Now, it's interesting as well that Kermit Gosnell's defense attorney tried to get the jury to understand what Gosnell would be going through from his perspective because he stated that, hey, abortion is a brutal act. Well, guess what? He's right. Abortion is a brutal act. Why is it a brutal act? Not because you're dealing with taking out tissue. That wouldn't be really a brutal act. It's because you're snuffing out innocent children. That's why it's considered a brutal act. Why do you think Barack Obama would state, even though he's really supported Planned Parenthood and more abortions on one level, but on the other side of his mouth, he says, hey, you know what? I'd like to see fewer abortions. Well, why? If it's not the murder of a child, it's a simple procedure removing tissue, why do you need to see less of them? Because deep down, I think the conscience of America knows we're killing mass babies. With the rise of technology and ultrasounds, there's no doubt that the baby's alive. Life grows. It's a growing life. It's not feline life. It's not canine life. It's human life that's being terminated. It's a scientific fact that we are destroying human life. And tragically, we're killing more than 3,000 babies a day in this Holocaust. We've reached nearly 55 million murders in our nation, dwarfing by far the Nazi Holocaust. Other news that has also propelled the abortion debate front and center is the capture of the diabolical murderer, the monster, Ariel Castro, who kidnapped 3 girls in Ohio and kept them as sex slaves for about 10 years. What's interesting about this is following the arrest of Ariel Castro for imprisoning 3 women, is that he could face 5 counts of murder. Now, why would he face 5 counts of murder? I mean, he kidnapped these 3 gals. He kept them for about almost 10 years each. Horrific crime. You think the very least he should get life in prison, but you don't really get the death penalty in our country unless you've committed murder in various states. So why are there 5 counts of murder and why are they seeking the death penalty? Folks, it's because he's being prosecuted for the murder of 5 unborn babies. According to the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor, Timothy McGinty, they'll seek aggravated murder charges for the 5 induced abortions of at least one of the girls he repeatedly raped. Michelle Knight's testimony, one of the 3 victims, is that he repeatedly raped her and that she conceived children on 5 different occasions. And on each occasion, he got rid of the baby through inducing abortion, forcing a miscarriage. Castro would starve her for at least 2 weeks at a time. And then he'd repeatedly punch her in the stomach over and over again, battering the little child until it would finally miscarry. Now, you may remember 10 years ago, we faced the death of Lacey Peterson at the hands of her husband, Scott Peterson, who killed her and also her child, wrapped them in a bag and threw them over a bridge there in Richmond, not far from where he lived. Now, the baby was in her womb, but Scott Peterson was prosecuted and convicted for 2 murders, the murder of his wife and the murder of his child. Peterson was also sentenced to death for both crimes. Now, it's interesting that a president of a local chapter for the National Organization for Women, who are very strong supporters for choosing to kill babies, she spoke out and said, quote, "There's something about this that bothers me a little. If it was unborn, then I can't see them charging him with murder. It sets a kind of precedent." Well, she was right. It does set a kind of precedent. The reason people recognize Scott Peterson's conviction as being just is because, guess what? Most people, when they're asked about abortion, more people believe it's murder than believe that it's not murder. More people believe that you're actually killing a child than believe it should actually be legal. And no doubt the precedent was set after the Scott Peterson conviction, because in 2004, Congress passed the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, which made it, quote, "a federal offense to kill or injure a child in utero during the commission of another federally prosecutable violent crime," end quote. Now, folks, if you are thinking and using your head, you realize there's a huge double standard going on here in this country. Scott Peterson kills his unborn baby when he kills his wife, guilty of murder, sentenced to death. Ariel Castro being prosecuted for 5 murders for babies that were in Michelle Knight's womb, and after he had kidnapped these 3 girls and enslaved them in his home for 10 years as sex slaves, beat that baby to a pulp, each one of them dying, and he's being prosecuted for 5 counts of murder, not just kidnapping. The double standard is this, that if a mother decides to kill her own baby in her womb, it becomes legal across the United States. If the mother says, hey, you know what, I don't want this baby, and she says, I'm going to go down to the abortion clinic and have you know, this baby life terminated, all of a sudden it becomes legal. Now, guys, what's going on here? Think about it. In one case, you know, whether it's Scott Peterson or it's the monster, you know, the other monster, Ariel Castro killing a baby, or a mother killing a baby. Now, what's amazing about this is whether Peterson or Castro kill a child, it's considered a child, considered murder. But all of a sudden, that little child, if someone else is killing it, and they have the right to kill it, it ceases to be a child. Now, this is absolutely arbitrary. This is purely subjective. This is inconsistent. This is a huge, blatant double standard. Think of yourself as a baby in the womb. You're 6 months along, and guess what? If Castro bludgeons you to death, it's murder. You're a child. But guess what? If a doctor sucks you out with a mother's consent and cuts you in pieces and vacuums out, all of a sudden, you're no longer considered a child. Now, either the baby's a child or the baby's not a child. Now, the reality is that more and more Americans, the majority of Americans now recognize we're dealing with human life. And that, again, is because the boom in technology that we've had. You'd have to be, you know, just very, very stubborn and just ignore the realities of science that we're dealing with a baby, a human life. The baby's born at 6 months premature. That's a living baby. It's you know, just alive as it was in the womb. It's just in a different area now. So whether you kill it when it's outside the womb or in the womb, it's still a child. And this is very important for us to understand. And after the break, we're going to check out specifically what Ohio's law says about prosecuting those who have murdered children in the womb. Stay tuned. We'll be back in less than 30 seconds for more of the fastest half hour on radio at Good Fight Radio.
You're listening to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
Praise God. Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. We've been looking at America's murderous double standard when it comes to life in the womb. And we've been discovering how 10 years ago, Scott Peterson terminated not only his wife's life, but the baby in her womb, and was sentenced to death for two murders. And then now today we're dealing with this monster in Ohio, Ariel Castro, who kidnapped three women. It's been all over the news. He enslaved them, in his house and as sex slaves. And one of those women, Michelle Knight, states that on five different occasions, he forced abortions upon her. He starved her for 2 weeks at a time. Then he would bludgeon the baby with his fist until she would finally miscarry. And what's incredible about this is that we recognize that's purely evil, and that he's killing a child. And I just quoted federal law. That's considered murder. However, we're looking at double standard, because if a mom and a dad say, hey, you know what, we're pregnant, we have a baby. Well, really, it's not a baby, because guess what? We can kill it, and they'll just call it tissue. But if Castro or Peterson kills it, it's a baby. And it can't be both. It's either a baby or it's not a baby. And the scientific facts show us that we're dealing with human life, life that's growing, life that's human, that's being terminated. Now, Ohio state law states this at 2903.03, aggravated murder, in their law books, quote, no person shall purposely and with prior calculation and design cause the death of another or the unlawful termination of another's pregnancy, end quote. B, quote, no person shall purposely cause the death of another or the unlawful termination of another's pregnancy while committing or attempting to commit or while fleeing immediately after committing or attempting to commit kidnapping, rape, aggravated arson, arson, aggravated robbery, robbery, aggravated burglary, trespass in a habitation when a person is present or likely to be present, terrorism, or escape, end quote. There you have it, folks. Abortion is legal in Ohio if you desire to kill your own baby, but it's absolutely illegal if somebody else kills your baby. The real question is it a baby? And if it's a baby, it's wrong to kill it one way or another. What if we pass a law, hey, when your child's 2 years old, you have the right, because you're the parent, to kill your baby, and then we won't consider a baby anymore. But, you know, if somebody else breaks into your home and kills your baby, it's absolutely murder. It's a heinous crime. But otherwise, hey, you know what? We trump your choice over a baby's life. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's murder, folks. It's absolute murder. Now get this, folks. It gets even heavier, because if Ariel Castro is convicted for forcing these abortions, these five murderers, and he's convicted, guess what he gets? By Ohio state law, he gets the death penalty. In fact, I read from 2929.02, murder penalties. A, quote, whoever is convicted of or pleads guilty to aggravated murder in violation of section 2903.01 of the revised code shall suffer death or be imprisoned for life. What are they saying, folks? They're saying that, hey, if Ariel Castro is convicted of killing these five babies in the womb, guess what? He's going to die, because they're recognizing that this baby should have had the same rights that he has. And since the baby lost its life, he should lose his life. Well, guess what? What about the 55 million babies that have been murdered legally in this country in the eyes of God? Guess what? They're just as much babies. That's reality, folks. They're babies whether, you know, John, Frank, or Mary decides to kill the child. Again, the words that come to mind are inconsistent, arbitrary, subjective, a couple words, double standard. Folks, we're dealing with a radical double standard. And you know what? The pro-choice to kill your babies crowd on the far left and much of the left, the pro-choice to murder your baby crowd, they know that this is going to reek when Errol Castro, if he's convicted of murdering five children, because they know that people are going to say, hey, wait a minute. If they're children when he killed them, all of a sudden, are they not considered children when somebody else kills them? People are going to start thinking this through. And the more people think this through, the more they see how illogical leftist politics are and how we're on the slippery slope where you can just kill people if you don't want them in certain cases, which is wrong. Another amazing thing is the pro-choice to murder your babies crowd on the left. They may end up defending Errol Castro. Can you imagine? They may defend Errol Castro's murder of the children, stating, hey, it's not really murder because they weren't babies. And it would be crazy to see this monster, you know, that brought these sex slaves, kidnapped these sex slaves for 10 years, and then not only kept them against their will and raped them repeatedly, but killed children, that he could be defended by the far left because they know that when America gets wind that, hey, wait a minute, are these children or are they not? And what ends up happening is, guess what? They are basically saving someone, Errol Castro, who should legally be put to death, and basically allowing children to be put to death who should be kept alive. In fact, that's exactly what the Bible says would happen in the last days. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, the first few verses, that the last days will be just like it was among the false prophets in the days of like Ezekiel and Isaiah. We read in Ezekiel 13, 19 of a great sin. God says, you have killed those who should not have died and have spared those who should not have been spared. Folks, our country is upside down. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Gloria Allred, who's been known to defend monsters in the past, comes to the aid of Errol Castro. I think of Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem was the spokeswoman for the women's liberation movement for almost two decades. But liberation from what? It's okay to be liberated from enslavement by wicked people. In fact, that's what Castro was doing. But liberation from what's right? Liberation from laws that say thou shalt not kill? In fact, I think of Gloria Steinem. In fact, I just saw a picture of her earlier today of holding up the triangle symbol above her head, which and smiling with a shirt that says, I chose abortion, as though she's proud of it. And by the way, she also wears a serpent ring, identifying with the serpent's wisdom. In fact, many feminists identify with the serpent of old who Satan used to tell Eve to basically reject God's authority over their lives and that she could become a god. That's a problem here, folks. People want to be gods. He wants to say, hey, you know, women, you can become gods and you can put your choice above your baby's life. Hey, folks, our choice stops at another person's nose. It's unlawful to take the life of another person. Doesn't matter what we choose. Folks, we have seared consciences in this country. We have bloody hands and seared consciences. We have the blood of 55 million babies on our hands and it cries out to God against us. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, God's word says, whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. It is a heinous, wicked crime to take the life of any child, any person, adult or child. Now, folks, guess what? We're guilty as a nation. And Leviticus 17:11 says that the life is in the blood. The good news is this, is that Jesus Christ came to this earth. God became a man and he shed his blood on the cross because we are guilty, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death and none are righteous, no, not one. We all deserve the death penalty, folks. But Jesus, since the life is in the blood, he gave his blood on the cross. He died for us. He was buried. He rose again. He conquered death. That means whoever you are, if you feel guilty, if you feel condemned, guess what? We're all condemned. We're all guilty. We all should be damned. But praise God that Jesus Christ died for each and every one of us, that if we will acknowledge our sin and call it sin and say, God, have mercy on us, and we turn from our sin and embrace Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Bible says we'll pass from death to life and we'll receive the free gift of eternal life. I encourage you right now, bow your heart to Jesus Christ, confess him as Lord, and pass from death to life and have the gift of eternal bliss with God in his heavenly kingdom. Folks, we want to thank you for being with us again at the Good Fight Radio Show. We hope and pray that you'll keep your eyes on the Lord, your hands on the plow, and we'll see you next week. Have a blessed evening.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.
Let's not forget that the arts are a compelling solution to teen violence. They're certainly not the cause of it.
Our schools are turning into killing fields.
Is it true that Satan is working behind the scenes in pop culture and music, influencing our families?
Why is this happening?
They're certainly not the cause of it. Not the cause of it.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll reveals rare footage that MTV and VH1 would dare not show you.
This is something that the Church of Satan is conducting on many different avenues. We're doing this through the use of what we have called aesthetic terrorism. This involves the creative use of art, music.
This unbelievable rockumentary will have you picking your jaw up off the floor.
Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, declared, "Today's satanic bands are the vehicle of choice for millions of young people. If they encourage a study of real Satanism, I'm all for them. Music can inspire people to murder or violence, can inspire them to shoot a mall full of people."
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is one of many resources offered by Pastor Joe Schimmel and Good Fight Ministries, used to equip parents, educators, pastors, and various ministry leaders around the world with vital information needed to safeguard youth and adults alike from the overwhelming draw of society's destructive influences.
Just keep this in mind. They're playing our CDs when you're not home, in your own car, and I'm influencing your children.
Pick up your copy of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll today by visiting www.goodfight.org.
I'm glad you're influenced by us. Do you need drugs? Go home and smoke something.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is the presentation you can't afford to miss.
Listen, if you're ever going to commit a crime, you should do it now because you're still a minor.
And I'm influencing your children.